Welcome to Cup Talk. I'm Nick.
And I'm Benny.
Hey, Benny. It's been a long time since we have been in here recording, but...
Was it the Stanley Cup predictions?
You know, it wasn't that. It was... So this is episode 60.
Oh.
But we really actually already recorded an episode 60.
Oh.
We recorded one right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of turkey talk.
Uh-huh.
But things got busy and I never posted it. So
it's one of those unreleased.
Yeah. It'll be an unreleased episode that we'll release. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe next week. Something.
Just wait till the same time next year and release
it. The funny thing is, like, it'll probably be funnier now because I wonder how much stuff we talked about then actually happened or didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll post it with a little recap at the end, you know, kind of a.
It's just that, you know, everyone has their unreleased tapes.
Yeah, so this is episode 60 officially, 61 unofficially.
Yeah.
But, all right, so I'm excited to be here. A lot of exciting things. One thing I wanted to, like, so life has been busy. Benny had a baby.
We did. We had a little girl.
She's already, like, walking, I think.
Not quite, but, you know.
That's how long it's been. No, January had baby.
January.
Yep. So happy birthday, Benny, baby.
Her name is Holland.
Holland.
Yep.
But yeah, she's already a hockey fan.
She is. She is already a hockey fan.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, life is busy. I usually around November, I think things just go off the rails in every aspect of my life. But we're back. Probably should have did more of these, but we're here. We're doing it. Since we've recorded our last podcast episode, but also in the light of the recent events that have happened in Utah, I have noticed there is a lot of new hockey podcasts in Utah.
I'm sure there is.
I get a couple ads every, and that's great. I think that's great that they all want to cover the hockey world, and I don't condone it. I support it all, and I hope they all are successful because, I mean, I think you can never have too much hockey podcast or hockey talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, are you going to, like, I'm like, no, we're not going to change anything. I'm not trying to be the official podcast of the new NHL team or anything. We're not going to change and just talk NHL hockey, Utah hockey. We're not.
But if you do want to see the official hockey team.
This will be Welcome to Cup Talk today, and it'll be Welcome to Cup Talk forever, and it'll hopefully be the exact same podcast forever.
Just for all of you that listen, thank you.
Yeah. I thought about it. I was like, I think I have a certain brand of podcast, and it's not your typical. We don't always have our facts straight.
No.
We don't always have the best opinions.
No. I usually don't even come into these with notes. Nick does. I don't.
Yeah. I almost thought about going no notes today.
Oh, man.
But I thought there was a lot, and I knew I'd go back and be like, oh, I should have covered that, or I should have talked about that. But a lot of stuff. So supported all those new hockey podcasts. Great for you. Autumn suggested we do, like, a YouTube video thing, too.
A YouTube video?
And, like, she's like, oh, you could do it in the hockey room. I was like, I think it'd be funnier if, like, we just had, like, a background coming soon. Kind of like the old Cup Talk days, you know?
Just, hey, the first one had a green screen. It was just green wrapping paper.
I think we should bring back those. I think we need it's playoff season.
It's true.
We might need to get some original Cup Talk, you know,
videos. Hey, I love that the original Cup Talk video, the first one, I'm pretty sure, was filmed in Nick's kitchen with green wrapping paper as the background taped to the fridge and over to the cabinet.
That was the first, like, official, like, welcome to Cup Talk. But, yeah. Like, the first one was the hey, you excited for the playoffs? And you're like, Leafs didn't even make the playoffs, and I just keep switching my jersey. Wasn't that the first one?
I don't know. I thought the first one was that night in your kitchen.
I think that was the first, like, welcome to Cup Talk, you know, one. But I think the first, like, video we filmed was the, oh, I'm so excited for the playoffs, and I'm wearing my Leaf jersey. And then you're like, Nick, and then I'm cheering for the one team that I had a jersey of that was actually in the playoffs. But
I also like that the mug was just a whim one day.
The Chewbacca mug?
Yeah, I just cut out the Cup Talk, and that's just made its way.
And I have all that in a box downstairs.
Except for the Flex Seal. It's in Mom's...
Oh, man, there's Cup Talk, like, paraphernalia all over Mom and Dad's house.
So the Flex Seal's in her office closet.
The Pekka Rinne Seal. Yeah.
So wet down here.
Yeah. Good. And the funny thing is, like, all the nephews give me crap to this day at how many times I don't post, like, original, like, Cup Talk videos, so... Think I need to call on them. You know, we need to get back in the studio. Hey,
just repost Wyatt's. It's been 5 days since Cup Talk posted a video.
The funny thing is, he looks so young. He has his own background, his Flyers background. Yeah. Oh, man. I need to, you know what? I'm going to repost a couple of those. You know, I'm going to share them on my story here soon.
A part of me just wants to pull it up right now just so I can hear it. It's been 5 days.
What is he since my last...
Oh, here, look.
Oh, yeah, just...
We were posting a new video because the last people had posted their video in 5 days. Gotta take this. Okay. This just it. The old ones have been fired for not posting their videos fast enough. Thank you. Good night, America.
Back in the day, the 15-second Instagram videos.
Oh, man, I just think Wyatt... I wish he would have called me and, like, fired me from the podcast because I didn't post a podcast in 5 months, you know, or something. Oh, man. All right, so...
Those are some high expectations back there. Five days?
5 days. Like, yeah, we were on it back in the day. Like, I think we did one almost every... I mean, it was at least every Sunday.
Yeah.
At family dinner, but, yeah, there was... Yeah. So, we'll get back on that. I got Lexi back in the day... film with me and the kids. The funny thing is my kids love to watch the old Cup Talk videos and stuff. So we'll get back on it. And then I did like the show that was like a 30-minute show, but that took a lot of, you know, time and effort. But you know, not that I need to put more time and effort into this, but
that took so much time and effort. I ain't gonna waste any time doing it.
Why should I put any time or effort into this thing that I want people to enjoy? All right.
He does. He does put time and effort, just a clarification.
I will put in more time and effort from
me. He writes notes. I can't read them. They're like ancient Egyptian. Yeah. You know.
I got a whole notebook here of all my episodes, but they're all in chicken scratch.
Ancient Egyptian chicken scratch.
I started journaling, but it's like kind of like my podcast. It's like every couple of days. I mean, it's usually like every couple of years. I write for 2 days, but I've wrote, you know, maybe 4 or 5 in the last 2 weeks. So we're good.
Hey.
Yeah. Maybe it's only been like 3 times, but. all right. So youth hockey, I mean, it ended. I was really bummed at how many parents on our team were excited the season was over and was just like, let's just get this over with.
I mean, I get the like being okay with it being over with, but I don't like the idea of being excited that it's going to be over. Like
we ended like a month before the 14U travel team. So they went for another month, practices, everything.
And yeah.
It's fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
I wish we would have gone a little longer, but, you know, we didn't. And we ended the end of February and we had like one skate into March, I think, maybe two. But they were just like fun practices. So youth hockey was over for like 2 weeks. And then, of course, like everybody else in this world, like hockey ends and then it just starts right back up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we already had a 3-on-3 tournament. Lexi was in. It was like an all girls one. It was pretty cool. Her team won. She won MVP. So
MVP.
That was pretty good. And it was like it was her age and up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good. And a lot of friends on other teams and stuff. And it was an awesome tournament. Like, I'm usually pretty skeptical. I got a bubble in my throat. About the 3-on-3s, like, you just have to have enough girls or enough people to make it work. Because if there's not enough, well, you play the same team every time. 3 people on the ice the whole time. But it was a lot of fun. And so, John Cosman put that on. So, that was a fun tournament. We also are doing a skate with Jack Skilly, you know. And then there's Lady Grid's tryouts this weekend. And there's already a Sunimer tournament team. We got practice tonight for the Sunimer tournament team. That's, I think, next weekend. It's always on the Kentucky Derby weekend. I don't know why we do this tournament every year. It's the same weekend as, like, I think Mustangs will hold tryouts that same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be in this tournament. Maybe the Mustangs tryouts are the next week, but still, same weekend kind of. Hey,
Kentucky Derby always reminds me of my wedding.
Yeah, Benny got married on the Kentucky Derby.
He did. During the reception luncheon, we all put a doll. I think that is where it started.
It was the dollar on a horse.
A dollar on a horse, and you just drew a name out, and that has evolved from a dollar to $10 to $20 now.
Yeah.
So but that was the first time we did the toss your name in a,
Yeah, that was a lot of fun and start of a new tradition that I hope we can do again this year, but hopefully, because Mark's in the same tournament.
Well, you just do the same thing you did, when you're drawing out playoff teams.
You just draw them out. It's funner to watch, because, the playoffs happen in 2 months. Kentucky happens in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So
the most exciting 90 seconds of your life, or whatever that commercial is.
It is pretty exciting. You're just shouting at a horse that you've never heard his name before until the week before. Maybe you did a little scouting report, on your horses. Check which ones are scratched, which ones are favorites.
I feel like I've been out of town twice for the Kentucky Derby. One, I think we were in St. Louis, and another time I swear I was in Vegas, and it's been oh, we got to find somewhere to watch the Kentucky Derby. don't mind. You care if we sit down at this bar? No. Okay. Well, I'm not gonna buy anything. I just want to watch the Kentucky Derby.
I think one of the parents on the teams wants to have a party for the Kentucky Derby. tournament. I think your kid's on the team, but I hope we can have a little party.
If you're looking to dress up, I got a Kentucky Derby tie for you. I used to have a bolo tie. I don't know. I gave it to Choi or Cody.
I think I have it.
You have the
horse.
Bolo?
The horse one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have the horse bolo tie.
I have an official Kentucky Derby tie as well.
Ooh, nice. Awesome. So, watch the Kentucky Derby. I don't know why we're talking Kentucky Derby, but...
We talk about whatever, all right?
Youth hockey. And, so it's ended, it started. Speaking about ending and starting, I found out last night. Stubbs told me the men's league starts in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I kind of was a little surprised when he was like, hey, it starts in 2 weeks. I was like, 2 weeks? I haven't even heard about it.
I swear I checked the thing, but I didn't click on the schedule. I guess I didn't click on the schedule, so...
No, I didn't know.
We play on the 8th at 6:30, first game. Kicking it off.
Jeez.
So, got to rally the team and rally the troops. Hopefully we can... get enough guys to, I know I'll get enough guys, but it's just.
Every year, we got 20 guys.
7 show up consistently.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. 6:30.
Yeah, early one.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday. All right, so.
They're all on a Wednesday.
Yeah, they're all Wednesday nights. So, super excited for men's league to start. Jump up to the Mustangs and won the Mountain Division and the juniors, and they moved on to I forget what the cup's called. They're going for
it's the cup.
It's a weird name. It's like the
Bartholomew Cup.
It's like the Peter Cup. I don't know. No, not the
Peter Cup. That's Peter Cup. Whoa. If there is such a cup named the Peter Cup out there, I can't wait to.
I know. This is why we're never be the official podcast. Is we don't take that much time on the notes.
What do you? No. I mean,
they won, and a lot of people were up in roars because they said, "You guys can buy these hats, division champs, $50 a hat.
$50,
and you got to wait 2 weeks for them to make them."
Jeez. It's like, hey, you want to buy a class ring instead of a class ring? It's just a hat.
It's just a hat. No, that's why I didn't order one. But yeah.
Way too much time and effort.
Way too much time and effort for that. all right. So, we're moving on. Grizz just barely missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was by 1 point. It was a tiebreaker, but that team that they were on the tiebreaker with ended up winning their last game. So they didn't make the playoffs there. I think they were the first team out. So that kind of sucked. No playoff hockey for the Grizz. And let's just move on to the NHL. That's what everyone wants to talk about.
That's why we're here.
And now we're talking about NHL in our home state. Yeah! I can't believe it. And the funny thing was, I looked in our last episode was NHL expansion was the title. Even though it was in November, but I'm pretty sure we talked a lot about. And I had a lot of conversations with people over the last 5 months, and they bring this up, and they're like, you really think it's going to happen? They're like, oh, it's happening. Mm-hmm. There's just two questions. Is it in 5 years, or is it this year?
Yeah.
Is it an expansion team, or is it the Coyotes? Mm-hmm. And those were the only two questions that needed to be answered, and we answered them. It was kind of a mixture of both. It's not the Coyotes. It's an expansion.
No. It's a new franchise.
Yeah, it's a new franchise with the skeleton and bones of the Coyotes.
Yeah.
Basically, the only thing he bought for $1.2
billion. Oh, it was 1.2. I thought it was 1.3, but whatever.
It might be 1.3.
Okay, let me just go on a side. Okay, continue. The money, the whole money exchanging hands. The team's valued at $650 million. The NHL buys them for $1 billion and then turns around and sells it for $1.3 billion so that the 30 owners of the NHL can split $300 million just because they know Ryan Smith wants a team.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, yeah, the team was worth, I mean, half. He bought a used bag of pucks.
He paid double what the team was worth. Yeah. Double.
Well, Vegas paid $500 million for their franchise.
Yes, I know that.
Seattle, what, 3 years later, paid $750 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, 50% more than the last person.
Yep.
And now we just paid even more than that. We paid an extra $5 billion. We paid
$500 million.
For those two guys paid for both franchises for our one.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, and a lot of people probably are like, well, we would have rather expansion draft. I think there's a lot of people like, our team's going to suck and whatever. We wanted, and everyone thinks back to what Vegas got.
Yeah.
But Vegas was the first, and Vegas did a lot of deals at their draft.
Yeah.
Seattle did not get.
Yeah, I know. I remember watching the draft here, actually.
Yeah, was the like, Seattle one?
Well, it was the expansion draft, and it was like, okay. And then the draft, and it was like, okay, let's see what kind of deals they pull out. And then it was like,
none.
It was like, that was it? Like, yeah. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, it was just straight one player from every team. No, Riley Smith, if you take Marchessault, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy what Vegas pulled off.
Yeah.
And then they got Fleury. Like, I mean, you know,
Seattle. Their expansion was the right time, right place.
Yeah. And Seattle, obviously, they made the playoffs the second year.
Yeah.
They kind of faltered again.
Yeah.
But we both, you know, joked about how terrible they've been doing with things. But so now we got the Coyotes, which on paper sucked.
Well,
but they were in the playoffs for a good portion of the season. Halfway through the season, they were in the playoff run.
I'm a little disappointed. Whoever can find the website that used to show like playoff probabilities for all the NHL teams at any given time, whoever owns the website like stopped updating it.
Oh.
I'm a little heartbroken because that was like a regular for me all the time.
Yeah. I mean, there's other people that do it. There's other people, we can talk about that later, but I mean, everyone's like, oh, I wish we would have gotten an expansion, our team's gonna just gonna suck. But you got to realize, okay, yeah, you could have got a couple players that were big names that teams were kind of trying to write off at the expansion draft, but you have 13 picks in the draft this year.
Why do I keep thinking it was 20?
It's 20 in the first three rounds in the next 3 years.
Oh, okay. That's why I was like, wait a second.
What? So it's 13 picks this year. I think there's 10 picks next year. And then, but like if you look at, we only have one in the first round every year. But in that second and third, like this year we have three in the second. Next year we have four in the second.
Okay.
Like that's huge.
Yeah.
A lot of people come in those second rounds.
You know, I don't know what I honestly was thinking last night. I mean, are we jumping into last night?
No, yeah, we can jump in there.
Is since we're talking about their draft picks and all that jazz, it's like they were so excited to talk about all those draft picks. And I hate to think the players that are sitting there thinking,
I'm losing my job.
Wait a second. Is this draft pick taking my spot? Like, where am I going? You know?
So I have all these notes, but we can kind of jump that. So like goalies are both signed through the next year and once for 2 years. Forwards, the majority of them are signed through this next season also.
Yeah.
Barrett Hayton's a restricted free agent. And I think that's it. I think all the forwards are still here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Ds, and there's most of them are restricted free agents, which means you're going to get them pretty cheap probably still.
Yeah.
And then Dermott and Josh Brown. They're unrestricted free agents. They might leave. The only forward that's an unrestricted free agent, you want to know who it is?
Glenn Keller or Logan Cooley?
Spicy Tuna.
Oh, Spicy Tuna.
Everybody's favorite guy of the night. It's true. Actually the only guy that might not be on the team July 1st.
You know, if we jump to that, I think this guy, in his mind, literally just took an opportunity to be like, you know what? I want to take my jersey sales and up them 1,000%.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did that.
And the funny thing is, like, I wonder how many people, like, will know that, like, maybe he doesn't re-sign with the Coyote, or I mean, with the Salt Lake team, and goes and plays somewhere else, or, like, they put, like, Spicy Tuna on the back of their jersey, like, thinking he's going to be there.
Yeah.
I hope he stays just for that one reason.
Yeah. I mean, he was the most hyped guy last night.
It was Liam O'Brien, that's his name.
Yeah.
But, and so, I think he was like, I want to stay here. So I got to do something.
You know? I think so. I mean,
he seems like a glue kind of guy, you know, kind of guy that the people like in the locker room. But there is a lot of top prospects coming up. I mean, you have Josh Doan. He wasn't there last night because obviously he went back down to the minors since our AHL team now is still playing in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, so
the Roadrunners. Yeah. That's still our AHL team.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they still get to kind of see the players in Arizona, the young guys and stuff. So, like, and then Connor Geeky, which was a huge player for the World Juniors for Canada, played his first game last night for the Roadrunners.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that Atu Ratti guy that played, you know, the last game of the season. They talked a lot about, I mean, he's down there. So a lot of draft picks, a lot of prospects, like you on paper, and a ton of cap space.
Yeah.
Ton of cap space. We are the fifth lowest cap space team in the NHL.
So I think that they look at that and go, well, now we have so much to play with.
Yeah, like, I mean, like an expansion draft, like you almost spend a lot of that cap space, you know, picking these guys that everybody wants you to pick, but they're way overpriced, and that's why teams are not protecting them. So I think we are in a better boat, and most teams are like, okay, playoffs in 3, Stanley Cup in 5. And that was Vegas's model, and they made playoffs first year. And they missed it in, what, their 4th or whatever. And then they won in 5 or 6.
I think it was 5. I think it was in... No. Did they come in 2019?
No.
Was it?
It was 2018 because that was the year that Caps won.
So 2018, year 5. So 2023.
Yeah. Well, they came in 17.
Yeah. So 17 to 18, 18 to 19. So their 5th year playing.
Yeah.
They won.
They won the Cup. So I think... On paper, we have a chance to be really, really good in 5 years. I'm not saying guaranteeing a Stanley Cup because that's a hard thing to prep. I thought about this the other day. Like Panthers, this is their 30th year. Like, you think they're like, you know what? Maybe in 30 years, we might win a Stanley Cup.
But I was thinking about this, and I thought, oh, it's 30 years. Their second or third year, they went to the Cup and lost.
Yeah, 96. So they came in 93. But, yeah. But, I mean, they were one of the expansion teams that did good off the bat. And then Minnesota Wild did good. They went to the Western Conference Finals or something back in the day, but they didn't win a cup. They still haven't. Ottawa Senators have never done anything since. No, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Against the Ducks, and they lost. They got swept. Or no, game 5.
Yeah.
It was in 5. Yeah. But... You know, I think it's really exciting when you look at all that stuff. I know it's easy to be like, oh, we got the Coyotes. Oh, great.
Yeah, but you look at the potential.
The Coyotes have always stayed at the basement, the floor of the salary cap, because they don't produce enough money to pay. A lot of stories have come out about how bad the hotels were, how bad the planes were. They get the worst of this. And now they're hoping to change that. And,
well, you got an owner that's, from what it looks like, was willing to just dump money into the team to be successful. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's been fun to just watch this last week because it's been, I mean, everyone knew it was going to happen 2 weeks ago, and then it took a week to become official.
But, yeah.
I mean, I had a lot of conversations that people are like, I just don't believe it. I don't think so. And I'm like, yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
And like, the first domino to fall was the Olympics, and we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that fell, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. We're getting it. And, I mean, the arena is a big question.
Yes.
And so it'll seat 12,000 unobstructed view.
Yeah.
And another 4,000 with an obstructed view, which meaning if you looked and like last night, I think it was Chris asked me, and I was like, where's this like? And I was like, well, look, I mean, look how tall those sides are.
Mm-hmm.
And the rink isn't all the way in.
Yeah.
This side will be pushed in to, that's where the rink is. And see that other side behind the stage?
Yeah.
That's where it's going to be. Yeah. So that's you're not going to be able to see like your ends if you sit all the way up there.
Yeah.
But still, that's only 4,000 of the 12,000. Hopefully those are some cheaper seats. People just want to be in the building. I mean, there's a great, you know, Jumbotron, which I'm not a Jumbotron watcher.
No, but a lot of times if they're showing
highlights
or whatever, you know, you're looking up, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and I try not to watch the Jumbotron. I was like, I gotta stay at home and watch TV. But yeah. I mean, there's something
that's about the way being, I feel too. Like,
there's something about being in the arena though that you feel the
you're
energy
there.
The energy
you're there, you know.
I mean, last night they filled the building.
Yeah, turned away thousands of people outside.
So they only let in 12,000, I think, last night.
Yeah,
because they didn't have the whole end opened up. So they let in 12,000, and they turned away 1,000 people.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, my oldest brother was turned away, walked to the front and said, my brother's saving two seats. And the guy said, send me a picture of the two seats or else you're not getting in. So Richard's made his way up from all these people to the front. I sent him a picture of two seats. And the guy goes, okay. Lets him in. And all these people were like, wait, what? How come on? And they were all ticked off.
No way.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He got shut down at the door. Not allowed in. But because we had seats by us, saved. There were still a few open seats. He was like, my brother has two seats for us. And so the guy was like, send me a picture of the seats with the section in the row and everything. So he did. They let him in.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew you were there. I talked to Machi, and he said that his dad and Bronson were coming. I knew Bronson was coming because he had told Lexi. And so I was like, I didn't know Richard was there. But then at the end, when we all got together, I knew he, you know, I was pretty cool. I mean, Mark was down low, but I thought about it last night. I was like, five of the brothers were there.
Mm-hmm.
Only one brother wasn't.
Yeah, that's true.
And JJ wishes he was there. He was at a play. And he said that he wishes he was there. But, I mean, half of our siblings were there. And we didn't really go together.
No. I mean, Matt did ride with me.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, okay.
But Machi. But that's only because I texted him and said, hey, I'm leaving. He's like, I'm almost home. Can I ride with you? And I was like, sure. So, but he was going to go home and pick up Bronson and bring him anyway. So they were planning on going separate as well.
Yeah. I couldn't believe just how well the event was last night. Like from being there. And so like when we were walking up, we had passed the other guy I coached with, Lexi's team. He was the head coach and another coach, Madison. And they were pulling in and we were going out and they were like, all right, hey, you know, like, you know, it's like, okay, when we started walking, they had to go park and then walk. Yeah. And we got in, and, like, I saw them before it started, but I saw them very quickly after, like, I had been in there. And I was like, oh, you guys got in pretty quick. And they're like, yeah, it wasn't that long at all. So
yeah,
I was like, man, that's awesome.
But, yeah, when we walked up at 4:30, one, we had the stroller for my baby, you know, Holland, and they were like, oh, you can check it in. And I look over, and the line is, like, 100 people long. There's, like, 100 strollers. And the one guy was like, I don't know if there's enough room. So we're like, running it back to the car.
yeah.
And like the line to get in at that point was like six or seven people just at the security checkpoint. And that was it. And by the time me and my brother Matt came back, we just walked straight in and that was it.
Oh, okay.
So
that's awesome. I didn't know that. When I showed up, there was lines all over everywhere.
Well, when we were parking, I was like, oh my gosh, like this line goes all the way to the crosswalk, you know?
Yeah.
And then by the time we had parked and got in, they had, you know, put that many people in.
And Mark was like, oh my God. He called me. He's like, where are you? And I was like, oh, we're just parking. He's like, oh my gosh, there's so many people here. I'm like, and a lot of people complained about how many people were there. I was like, that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
You wanted it to be full.
Yeah.
Like, you wanted people, like, you didn't want people to get turned away, but you wanted that place to capacity.
I'll tell you what, because it said, initially it said 5:30, and I thought, oh, they're going to start letting people in at 5:30, and they're just going to do plaza stuff from 4 to 5:30.
Yeah.
When we walked up at 4:30 and I saw they let people in, I was like, oh, like, all right, we'll walk in. And my honest anticipation was we'll sit lower bowl and there will be a random few people upper bowl. And at 4:30, we had to pick a corner of the upper bowl because that's all that was available.
Yeah, it was nuts.
And I was like, holy cow, in 30 minutes, this place filled up to the point that we're over here like, geez, we're
early. You know, we're an hour early.
And we're getting nosebleeds.
And free hot dogs.
J-Dogs.
J-Dogs came through.
Hey, all I got to say is, if you were a J-Dogs hot dog fan, you should have gone last night because you could have walked away with 200 hot dogs if you really wanted.
I think they cooked 20,000 hot dogs.
They were, I mean, I'm honestly, like, I thought they would be like, here's your ticket for your hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I told Adam. I was like, I thought it was like, here's your one hot dog, like, voucher. And I went with just Brooks, and like, Autumn and Lexi went to go sit down, and Autumn was like, called me and said, can you give me a hot dog? And I was like, I already got four in my hands. Yeah. Well, Brooks had his own, but.
I was going to say, Danielle was holding the baby. I just double hot dogged, man. I just got two hot dogs in each hand. And there was probably 1,000 hot dogs. I mean, I could have stuffed hot dogs in my pockets. I could have stuffed them.
I mean, think about this. Like, you think that, like, they would have been like, all right, one hot dog per person. That's what we're going to count. No, they cooked 20,000 hot dogs for 12,000 people.
Yeah.
That means 8,000 people could have had two hot dogs. Yeah.
I could have stuffed my bag full of 30 hot dogs if I wanted to.
And there was free sodas till the end of the event. Like, you thought, like, there was going to be, like, oh, they'll run out. Like, well, I grabbed our three, you know, drinks.
Yeah.
And because Autumn didn't want one. And I brought him in. And then one of the other kids, like, oh, where'd you get the drink? I was like, here, you can just have mine.
Yeah.
And then Brooks finished his Sprite. He's like, I don't know. I was like, well, I'll go see if there's plenty.
Yeah.
And then after the event, they had the free grandma's cookies or whatever. Mm-hmm. After the event, they were like cleaning up out of the door, and they just pushed out the thing of cookies out on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And like Lex is like, I'm going to go get a cookie. I was like, oh, that's fine. You know, I'm pretty sure that's fine. She runs up there, and right as she gets up there, the guy was there, and I was like, is it cool she has a cookie? He's like, sure, take it whatever you want. So she grabbed like 10 cookies, you know. It's like, all right.
I mean, on the way out, I did yell to one of the J-Dogs guys, said, I want a J-Dogs NHL Utah hockey hat. And he's like, okay, I'll see what we can do. And I was like, don't say it if you don't mean it. And then the employee's like, if this guy says it, he means it. I was like, all right, I'm waiting for this J-Dogs hockey hat.
I think the guy that owns J-Dogs was there cooking.
All right, we yelled thank you to the whole J-Dogs stand, the one we walked by.
They were cooking them outside.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. Oh, but the inside people after the event, we said thank you to.
It was the condiments full the whole time. Mm-hmm. Pickles for days.
I know. I took two pickles for every hot dog I got.
When I walked down the hall, I had to go to the bathroom, and I just grabbed the pickle with the tongs and took them in the other hand and ate my pickle on my way to the bathroom.
It was tempting to just like grab the tinfoil and just fill a thing full of pickles and just go to the top with it, but whatever.
Oh, man. It was just an awesome event.
It was a great event.
From start to finish. I think it was cool they had the ice in. I thought it was cool how full the building was. I thought they did a good job. It wasn't too long.
No, that was one
because, thing. Because, like, there wasn't a lot of action. It was just guy talking about the team.
Yeah, and that was something I was talking with somebody about it today, actually, and it was like, well, it was a really good event, and I didn't feel like it was like, I mean, how much can you plan and do in 1 week and go for an event where you don't even have a logo or anything or any actually footage or of your team, like you're announcing the team.
Yeah, yeah.
How far can you stretch? Like, my name is Clayton Keller. My favorite color is blue.
Yeah, yeah. What? And some of the guys like to talk. I mean, it was a little hard to hear.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people complain about that. But guess what? You can go watch it over. Yeah. Autumn came home and watched the whole thing over. And it was kind of fun because, like, he heard most of it, but there was a couple of parts like, oh, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what,
you know. I honestly thought they were going to say, stand up and give two truths and a lie. You know, like, I thought that's the question they were going to ask them. Stand up, give me two truths and a lie. You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You get to know you game every but time.
It was awesome. I think it was awesome. They gave away those like three things, like the free signed jersey and the free
away
game. The lady was stunned.
Yeah, I know.
She was like, what? She's like, I came for the J-Dogs and I'm leaving with a trip to somewhere. Yeah. Like,
well, and the thing is, I think it was, I wouldn't doubt it's any away game you want.
Yeah, or maybe they have like a,
you know. Yeah, here's 15 games you can go to or
maybe whatever. They have a fan game. They're going to take a few fans for, you know, whatever. Yeah. But
and then the season tickets, they gave season tickets.
Oh man, that kid, perfect that it was a little youth hockey kid. Yeah. Like, it was
awesome. Like 14 or something. Yeah. I'm like,
his dad was stoked, or whoever. I mean, I think that was his dad next to him. But I thought that was awesome. I know people who didn't go because they walked up and saw how many people there were, and then I know people that walked up or didn't go because they're like, oh, they're giving out free food, there's gonna be everyone there. And I was like, Exactly. Yeah. I don't care if I get a free hot dog. Mm-hmm. I just want to be in the building. I want to be there.
Yeah, me too.
This is like history.
Yeah.
And like, you can't just miss it. And like,
it's funny because Bronson said, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, because originally his dad's like, well, you got training, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, Dad, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'll never in my lifetime ever get to see a new team come to my home state.
Yeah. And so I thought that was awesome. And like, you know, I thought a lot of things last night, but one of the things I thought was like, you know, I looked around and I was like, there's a lot of people that now are hockey fans.
Mm-hmm.
And like, now I'm not just like he's like, we've been playing hockey for a long time. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, you're a hockey guy. Ugh, who cares about hockey? But guess what? Now people are going to care about hockey. And I know that there's some hockey players in the hockey world that are like, hockey's my game.
Yeah.
It's our game, you know. Now you guys all want to be fans, and now you all... Mm-hmm. Who cares? Yeah. That's exactly the fans we want.
Yeah.
Are the fans that were not fans yesterday. Yeah. The people who didn't want to play hockey yesterday.
Like,
that's who we want. And that's what's so cool about all this is, like, Ryan Smith didn't know much about hockey before this. You know, and then, I mean,
I'm sure he was a fan, but not like to the extent that he is and is gonna be now.
Yeah,
you know?
And I liked how he said our sweaters, and you know, I was like, I bet somebody told him before that like he's gotta call them sweaters.
Yeah,
and Tyler Smith even texted me today. He's like, well, I learned that the jerseys are called sweaters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I think he was, you know,
coached a little bit
on that one, but and maybe he wasn't. Maybe he's a hockey guy already. You knew that. Yeah. So
he did his research.
Yeah. He did his research. And I thought it was awesome. And I hope everybody goes to these games. I hope everyone's a fan. I hope hockey grows in Utah. I don't know when they're going to practice yet.
Yeah.
I'm thinking probably Steiner.
Yeah.
Steiner has a way that they can get in and out without going through the front doors.
Yeah.
And stuff. So maybe that's what they'll do. But he did say he is looking to build facilities like Vegas and Seattle did shortly. But they had 5 years from the time they announced the team. So when the teams were there, there was already practice facilities.
Yeah.
But us, we had...
Hey, me and Matt looked at all of Salt Lake because they said, oh, we're going to build it similar, kind of in the same area. You know, there have been talks about it. The parking lot for the Delta Center is the exact same footprint as the Delta Center. One city block. And it's literally kitty corner from the Delta Center. So I think, I wonder if they just build
for
it
the
right.
New arena or the practice?
New arena. So, new arena.
It could be. The new arena, I think in 5 to 7 years it'll be open.
Yeah.
And just rewind it a couple bit. They are going to get the Delta Center over the next little bit. Not this summer probably, but maybe next summer and the next summer to be 17,000 people there,
mm-hmm.
which is huge. They got to do some reconstruction here and there, but try not to move too many things. But I mean, they just remodeled the place not too long ago.
Yeah, they put in all new seats, everything.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be cool. They're going to remodel this Delta Center, but also look forward to the next one with the whole district.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that have seen that picture.
Yep.
And he said, that's me looking from City Creek. Or that's what you would see from City Creek. So
yeah, it's right over by. Depending on where it is, that's right over by City Creek as well. Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be over there. I think it's probably going to be pretty close.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be awesome when that's built, because it's going to be an amazing arena. I think maybe All-Star Game when that's you know, done.
Yeah.
Probably before the Olympics even, we'd have an All-Star Game.
Yeah.
And that's 10 years away.
Yeah.
For the Olympics. So. Arena, big things going on there, and it's not the best hockey arena right now.
No, but I mean,
it's better than Mullet Arena that holds 4,600 people.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, the deposits right now for the season tickets are up to 30,000.
29,000, 30,000, right around there.
And a lot of people are skeptical on that too, because they're like, how can they sell 29,000?
Like, yeah.
It could be a half season. This, and he kind of mentioned that.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that's the marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said last night,
I want to get as many people.
Yeah. And some other people have voiced to me, they're like, that's stupid. You know, I'm bummed that they're not going to let everyone buy season tickets.
Yeah.
That wants them. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you got to look at this. Everybody has been to a Jazz game in Utah for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone feels a little bit of connection to that team because mm-hmm. they've seen them live.
Yep.
And I'm not saying everybody. There are some people who have been to probably 10 Jazz games like, I hate the Jazz. Yeah. I can't stand the Jazz. I can't stand basketball. And that's fine. But I'm talking about the majority of people have been there and they have seen a game. Now you have a team that you just got that nobody, I mean, not nobody, maybe 500 people have seen play live in another arena. Mm-hmm. And so you now have to make everyone fans. And how do you do that if you sell 12,000 season tickets or, you know, 16, and those 16 people go to every game or majority of the game? There's not a, and you're going to have a lot of resale tickets.
Yeah.
But if you sold a, if you sold 30,000, a few seasons, half seasons, 10 game package, 20 game package, five game packages, those people are going to use their tickets, original tickets, not resale tickets. Also, more people are going to get a chance to see the game. And wouldn't you rather have 100,000, 200,000 people be able to see a game live? Rotating
through the games, then.
Than the 12,000, 16,000 plus whoever they sell their tickets to.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is like, you gotta.
Yeah.
And you gotta create that hype. You gotta create that connection because Seattle and Vegas had 5 years to build up that hype.
Yeah.
To get people interested, get people on board, excited. All these reveals that happen within 5 years. We have 5 months.
Yeah.
To make everybody a Utah fan.
Yeah.
A Utah Hockey Club fan.
Yeah.
And so I think it's great what they're doing.
UHC!
I mean, Benny's hoping to get season tickets.
I am hoping to get season tickets, I'll be honest. Trying to get them with my brother, so.
Yeah. And that'll be awesome, because then, I mean, there's a lot of people that would go and enjoy that. Yeah. Like we're saying. You know, it's not going to be you and Richard that go to every single game.
No. I mean, I wanted to get a few season tickets so that me and my family could go, but also that anybody that was my close friends and family could go to the games for cost as well. Yeah. Like, I want people to be able to go because they want to go, not because I'm looking to make a penny in my pocket. Yeah,
and I think it this way, it prevents that also.
Yeah.
And like, I just, like, I love it. I just love that everyone's going to go see these games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't wait.
I just think that Utah is excited because it's like, Real is, you know, a national team, but in a lot of people's eyes, it's not one of the major sports.
Yeah. I mean, they call it the four core sports.
Yeah.
And that's football, basketball, baseball, hockey.
Yep.
So we got one more of those.
Yeah. And so I think, and it, like you said, it's a clean slate, so there's no really attachment to, like, oh, well, it's so and so. It's like, no, it's...
Well, yeah, I was surprised at that, because, like all-time goals leader for the franchise. I mean, no one's going to break Timu Solani. What did he score, like 76 his rookie year?
Yeah.
No one's ever going to touch that.
Yeah.
I mean, Austin Matthews worked so hard to get 70 and fell short of 69.
Yeah.
And so you're never going to get there with this franchise, probably in this day and age, but it could happen. But now we got a clean slate.
Yeah, so we get a... What's awesome about this first season is, like...
First goal for the Utah Hockey Club, you know, first...
You're going to see everything, you know? Every record is going to be established this year.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. I mean, so I went to the airport and, like, you know, brought the team in. Like, that was the coolest experience ever. And so glad we went, and the kids loved it. Like, every player interacted with all three of my kids. Like, it was the best thing ever, and, like, it was really cool to see those players on that level.
Yeah.
And you made a connection right there.
Yeah.
Now we're fans for life.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, Liam O'Brien said hi to me, gave me knuckles, and said, I like your jersey or whatever.
Happened last night. I mean, it happened.
But to me, I look at that and go, it's like, you now have a personal connection with this player, and it's like, I am now a fan. He took 5 seconds, and it made me a devoted fan for life.
Yeah, and that's the connection I think they want to make over this short period of time, this first season.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are like, well, you think they're going to make the playoffs? Are they going to even be good? Like, I've heard a lot of jokes like, oh, they're going to be a fan. Like, oh, have they seen them play? Like,
yeah.
I think one thing that you can learn from Seattle and Vegas is try to be good right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's how you establish, you know, culture and that kind of thing. Because Vegas is known since that first season as one of the top dogs in the NHL.
Yeah.
Since the first season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to go for that. And we talked about the draft picks. I think they will trade some of those away.
Yeah.
To get assets now.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if it's assets down the road or assets now. It's valuable.
Yeah.
And it's going to be valuable to this organization.
Here's something that I really hope, because I talked to a guy last night and he had a hat on and he's like, these are all the arenas I've been into, you know? And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And he had Seattle and I said, what did you think of Seattle? And he said, you know, he said, I got to give major props to Seattle because they took what Vegas did to create an atmosphere and made it even better. And I was like, I've been to a Vegas game. I know the atmosphere and it's kind of wild, you know, like it's,
yeah,
there's a lot going on before the game, everything. Like I think about it and it's like everywhere you turn and look, they have something going on. Like,
yeah.
You can be involved in so many different things and a lot of it's, you know, free entertainment to some degree. Outside the arena, inside the arena, before the game, during the game, in between. And I go, if this guy thinks, you know, I haven't been to Seattle game yet. I wish I have. But if this guy feels like Seattle took that and made it even better, I look at it and go, if Utah can do that and make it even better, it makes a lot of young kids that are like, you know, they like it, but, you know, a lot of times they get distracted or whatever. But it's like you create that atmosphere that it's like, I may not remember what happened at the game, but I always remember how I felt at the game. And yeah, that feeling is what I want to go back to.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's a psychological thing that you're more attached to emotion than you are a memory.
Yep.
Because the memory brings back emotion. But if the memory has no emotion, it's harder to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to build a lot of fans. I think they're going to try to be good from the start. And I think it's going to be a great season. I mean, whatever our team name is, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a March Madness style bracket.
We'll see if he really does that. You know, said that, but
I think it'll be the eight, you know, that they've kind of registered.
Yeah, the eight registered. Yes.
And I think that
Utah Hockey Club probably won't make it.
Yeah. Well, it's what they're going to be called this year.
I know. Which I hope they win the Stanley Cup.
Which
we talked about that.
They might even whittle it down to four.
Yes.
And Venom sounds cool, but what are you going to have, like, Marvel Knight every other, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's I agree.
Because, like, what do you do for a mascot? Like, a
snake?
A snake with legs and arms? Hey, yeah. I'm snake guy. Yeah. You know? Half snake, half man. Because, like, you got to think about the mascot that's going to be roaming the...
And I like, you know, that people talk about, like, Gritty, Bowie...
Yeah.
The atmosphere around both those mascots.
Yeah.
They're weird.
They're crazy, but you can't get enough of them.
Yeah.
Bowie might be really scary in person, but man.
Hey, I mean, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but like Bowie is based off of a cement troll underneath a bridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That somebody made in Seattle.
So it's just something about the city. But, you know, I think Blizzard won't win.
No.
You can't have the Blizzard and the Avalanche playing.
No, it's basically the same.
Everybody, like how the teams put out all those like playoff promos where like it's like the Panthers are playing, you know, a team and it's like, you know, like the Panther fighting in the lightning storm or whatever, you know, or, you know, the Sharks swimming around whoever the Sharks are playing.
Yeah.
We're going to have a snowstorm versus snowstorm.
Yeah. It's a blizzard snowstorm
meets the avalanche.
It's a blizzard and it caused an avalanche. Like, okay.
Yeah. So I think that one's out. I think it's going to be the Yetis. I think that's just...
I think so too. In my opinion, that works with the mascot. That flows. I know people are like, but that's still winter related to the avalanche. And I'm good. Like...
The avalanche got rid of the foot on their shoulder patches.
Yep.
So we're done with that. They're done with it. They and like... People love the Colorado Sea, but like, guess what? They got rid of the foot.
Yep.
We'll take it.
Hey, that was one of my favorite things about the Colorado logo.
And when I was at the first game, Bernie was announced.
Me too.
He came down with the Raptors. Mm-hmm. We were like, no Yeti. Boo.
Yeah. I was hoping for it. I mean, Seattle, I was hoping for Seattle Sasquatches in the same realm.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that Utah just jumps on it, you know.
I mean, the Fury, the Utah Fury, that's dumb. No. What's Fury?
Oh, that's Fury.
Yeah, furious.
I think everyone would just call it the Utah Furries, and that's what people would, and then be like, great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our nickname.
Yeah, the Stags is dumb. The only other cool one is the Outlaws.
The Western Outlaws?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's not bad,
I mean,
you know.
Bruce Cassidy and Sundance Kid, part of like, you know, Utah's, and like... The Western, and you could have pretty cool logos and stuff. Yeah. But
well, you could do a lot of different logos with the Outlaws.
Yeah. So yesterday, funny story. So Kerfoot was coming up, and I was like, Lexi, that's Kerfoot. Mm-hmm. She's like, what? That's Kerfoot? It's like, yeah. So he walks over and she's like, Autumn's like, asking if he played for the Leafs. And she's like, did you used to play for the Leafs? And he's like, I did. And she's like, oh, the Leafs are my favorite team. And he goes, until the Utah Yetis. I mean, like, just joking. So yeah. The players are in on this. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that was one of the funniest parts of yesterday, like, talking to the players. But, like, I was like, the players want the Yetis, too.
Yeah.
It flows. You want to go to a Yetis game?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go to a Stags game?
We're going Stag.
We're going Stag.
I mean, I kind of chuckle you say that because we're sitting at the top. Because when we were walking in, Danielle was holding the baby and she kind of was falling behind, you know, just walking. And we're sitting at the top and she goes, wait a second, I recognize that guy. As the general manager stops up, stands up there, I'm like, where? And he's like, he complimented how cute Holland looked in when we were walking in the hallway. I was like, that guy? She's like, yeah, it was that guy. And I was like, oh, well. I was like, when was this? She's like, when you were walking ahead of me. I'm like, oh, well, I missed it.
That's awesome. See, already a good guy. I loved his little speech he said, you know, about getting emotional. But the thing I liked most that he said was like, we're going to pay you back, Utah. We're going to pay you back.
Yeah.
He was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So, too much to talk about with the Utah Yetis. I mean, hockey club.
We got plenty of time. Not right now, but
I know. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of things.
But if we follow our trend, you know, in December,
January, we might be February, next episode March, will be opening night.
April. Hey, it could be.
We're not going to do that. All right. We're going to get more consistency because there's a lot of more things that I had to talk about that I didn't talk about today, but we will get to all those things.
On a quick side note, some kid I'm standing in line, he's like, do you play in the B League? I'm like, B League? I'm like, I don't play in B League. He's like, oh man, you look so familiar. And I was like, no. I stopped and then like 30 seconds later, I was like, I play in a men's league. He's like, oh, Cup Talk, huh? And I was like, yep. He's like, my dad plays on the Hawks. I knew I recognized you. And I was like, I don't know if that was a good thing or bad thing or whatever, but I was
was the kid like a tall redheaded kid?
I don't know. Played for NUI.
Oh, for NUI?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I was like,
all right.
Okay. Like, man, this kid recognized me.
Hawks aren't a bad team. I don't mind the Hawks team. I don't mind most of the team.
I got recognized as a hockey player. Just saying.
Nice. But we need to first go over the playoffs right now. I mean, that is still happening.
Yeah, this
is
Cup Talk. Okay.
We need to talk about the playoffs. All right, so we'll just run through the series a little bit quick. But Boston and Toronto, it's been frustrating as a Toronto fan, but hopefully Toronto can get that taken care of. Caps and Rangers, man. I hope the Caps can just finish a game. They got whitewashed the first game, and almost, if Ovi would have just been paying attention and, you know, was ready for the puck, they could have tied that up, but doesn't guarantee a win. Islanders, meltdown. Man, can you believe that?
Yeah. Did you see the stat that it was like, it's the first time in the Islanders' history playoffs, and it's like 81 games that they've ever been ahead by 3 goals?
Yeah.
And then lost.
Yeah. First time ever. But also, they were up 3-0 in the third. Ways into the third.
You know, this just that whole scenario, like, oh, if you're an Islanders fan, just takes me back to Boston, Toronto, Game 7, ahead by 3.
I mean, yes, that was a bad meltdown. But, I mean, this one was the fourth goal that ended up being the game winner. I know they scored another one, you know, mm-hmm. but Varlamov, it just bounced weird off the boards, and he went the other side and had no idea the guy was coming back around the other side. Like, what a way. And it was 9 seconds later. From pulling the goalie and tying it. Like, playoff hockey is wild.
Yeah.
Freaking wild. And the Wild aren't even in it.
That means, because I know this is a random stat, I don't know if I always remember it, but it's the Capitals are the... Oh, no, I take it back. Capitals are the only team to ever get scored on an open net and still win the game.
Oh. I remember. I think it was against the Sharks that game.
I don't know. But they got scored on the open net, but then proceeded to score 2 goals. I think it went into overtime, and then they won it. And they're the only team to ever get scored on the open net
at
the end of the game and still come back and win.
Yeah. Panthers Tampa Bay has been one of the most exciting series to watch.
I know.
There's been so many hits. I think they broke records. I don't know if they broke records, but man, they had as many hits like in their first game as like all the other games combined, I think.
And all I know is Cooper is always like, Panthers. He calls me on Monday when we chat. I even sent him, I was filming the overtime for him. Oh. He was like, yeah, let's go, you know. He even said, I need to call Nick on Monday. So we'll see if he does.
Even Bobrovsky's save. Bobrovsky's save. Save yeah. the playoffs.
Yeah.
Might be save the freaking year. Maybe the decade. I don't know. That was amazing. That was freaking amazing. And, I mean, Dallas and Vegas has been kind of a letdown of a series. Thought it would be a little closer, but no, it hasn't been.
Well, you think Dallas would do better, you know?
Yeah, and like, come on. I think a lot of people thought Dallas is, you know, primed, and they could go into Vegas and win games, but Winnipeg and Avs has been an exciting series.
Yeah, it has. I mean, that first game, I mean, yeah, Winnipeg took it, but either team could have had it at any time.
Yeah, it was a one-goal game.
Yeah.
6-7?
Yep.
Whew, that's a lot of goals. And then, but I think that one's going seven. I think that one's going seven. I think all the West could go seven. I mean, if Dallas could win.
Yeah, Dallas.
But, and then the Canucks in Nashville, I think, is one of the, I think two of those, one of those two teams will go to the Western Conference Finals, if not the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I can see Nashville going to the Cup if they win.
If they don't win the next game, I think that Vancouver could take it.
I mean, if I had to bet, I mean, it's going to be the winner out of Avs, Winnipeg, or the winner out of the Canucks and Nashville that go to the Cup.
Go Avs.
So, and then Oilers, Kings. I'm so glad the Kings won last night.
Yeah, I know.
In overtime. Yeah, I think I'm just on that. Like, you always make fun of me that I'll root for a team until they're good, and then I'm totally against them.
You won the Stanley Cup? Screw you!
Yeah, I'm totally against you now. Like, Vancouver, I'm on the bandwagon of Vancouver now. I used to not because I used to always be good.
I would say you were on the bandwagon for Vancouver from the start.
I said Vancouver is going to do good this year.
I said no.
No way. What did they do? They won the Pacific Division. I think they could go to the Cup. I think they could. If it ended up being Boston, Vancouver, I'd hope they would go to Game 7 and Vancouver would shut out Boston just for repay of 2011 all over again. But, I mean, the playoffs have been great so far. A lot of fun. So, who's your picks for the first round? Let's just go that. We'll go quick.
Vegas, Avs, Vancouver, Kings, Panthers. I want to say Toronto, but I'm going to say Boston. Rangers, Carolina.
All right. So I'm going off what I picked at the beginning of the playoffs. I mean, it's probably not going to happen now, but I picked Toronto, Caps, Islanders, Panthers. So the underdog, I think, in three of those, except for Panthers. I think Dallas, Winnipeg, Canucks, Kings. So.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
What about your Stanley Cup final? Who do you think?
Who do I think is actually going to be in it?
Yeah. It's not going to be the Avs Toronto. Are you looking 96 repeat? 96 repeat.
That would be pretty awesome, but I don't think it's going to happen. Like, call me crazy, but I'm going to say Vancouver, Carolina. And that's kind of, in my opinion, a lame Stanley Cup. Not a fan, sorry. But, you know, I just got a feeling, and I think that Carolina comes home with it.
Yeah?
And that's me just like...
You want to know what's funny about that? So we did the family pick-ems, Hannah got Carolina, and she texted me when I sent her the thing of what team she got. She's like, ugh, I shouldn't have done this. I was like, I sent her the odds for winning the Stanley Cup, and Carolina has the best odds to win the Stanley Cup.
I would say, because you did two of them. I was in two of them, and I got Boston and Carolina. I'm like, I don't care for either of those teams, but for this sake, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, so... I was like, you have the best odds. And she's like, I just don't think they're going to do it. And I'm like, who do you? She's like, well, I said, you don't think so? They might win it. And she's like, well, it's not who I want to win. I was like, well, of course. I was like,
yeah.
And she's like, I want the Avs to win. I was like, yeah, you and Benny both. And I put, and Z.
Because he's got the Avs.
Yeah, yeah. Z's now on the Avs bandwagon. So, oh, man, it's cup time. I'm so excited. The best time of the year. I love getting the two TVs out, watching the games all night long. On the internet was like, man, we didn't do anything tonight. I'm like, yeah, I know. We watched playoff hockey all night. It was amazing. It was amazing.
I didn't say, I can't tell you how many times, because I'm going up and downstairs because our room is upstairs and, you know, a lot of baby stuff is in our room, whatever, but it's like, I'll turn the TV on downstairs and I'll turn the TV on upstairs. And sometimes it's on either game or it's on the same game. And nice. So both TVs are just going.
YouTube TV, you can like watch both games on the same TV.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of nice, but I get the two TVs so I can have full control. But.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just call it the show with that.
Okay. Till next time.
We hit an hour. So.
Exactly.
All right, so.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night, or whatever time it is where you're listening to this. And see you next time. I'm not going to put a date because I hope it's sooner than.
I will be in California next week. Disneyland, sorry.
Maybe we'll do an episode with Autumn. I don't know. Maybe. Good night.
See you in 2 weeks.